This is CliffCentral.com. Animal Central on CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to Animal Central. My name is Ainsley Hay. I'm your host and I'm back this week again. So I've got a very full studio today, which I'm quite excited about. We've got three people in studio representing two different organizations. So in studio, I have Dr. Guy Fivey from Hills Pet Nutrition. Welcome, Guy.
Thank you, Ainsley.
And then from Woodrock Animal Rescue, I have Melda and Nicholas Melda. Welcome.
Thanks, Ainsley.
So we've got the whole show, and I'm pretty sure that I could dedicate a full show to every single individual person here, but luckily there is space to do repeat shows. So what we're going to do first, Guy, I'd like to have your undivided attention for the first half an hour, cool, because we have something very important that we're going to speak about. It's something that I think a lot of pet owners don't pay enough attention to, and I think it's something that shortens the lives and the welfare of a lot of our pets without realizing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about kidney disease,
yes,
and I think a problem is that we don't tend to do yearly screenings. It's what we should be doing. We should be checking up once animals become senior, which is about 7 years old.
Okay.
We should be checking them every year, and
definitely,
especially for the kidneys.
Because kidney, explain to our listeners, so kidneys are very important things in an animal and a human's.
Yeah, well, we are animals, right?
True, exactly. Some of us hairier and naughtier than others. So what is a kidney? What is its main function?
Its main functions are to get rid of waste products. Mm-hmm. So when you eat protein, it gets broken down.
Okay.
And so the waste products need to be got rid of, and other waste products within the body.
Okay.
It's also very important for balancing your water.
Yes,
Your water levels in the body. And then a couple of other things like produces some hormones that the body needs.
Okay, so it's pretty important. And so you say it applies to dogs and cats from the age of 7 years old.
Yeah, around about seven is when we deem animals to be senior. That's when they should
And
be
it's injured. Recommended that they should have their kidney levels checked once a year.
Absolutely.
What is involved with checking a kidney level?
So checking what's going on with the kidneys, essentially is taking a blood sample and sending it to the lab, and specifically for the kidneys, very important, we have a new test it just come into the country called IDEX SDMA.
What does SDMA stand for?
Symmetrical dimethyl arginine.
Oh, okay. So those are big words. We'll stick to SDMA.
SDMA is much easier. So what that does is essentially we can now test for kidney disease when the animals only have lost 25 to 40% of their kidneys, as opposed to what was 75%. So we only could pick up disease at much later age or stage of the disease.
That's amazing. This is a pretty new blood test. That's a pretty new.
It's just been launched now. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fantastic. Because I think obviously now, if you're not getting your dog, your older pet checked once a year from the age of 7 years, and I think the reason why you say get it done every year, can things deteriorate quite quickly?
Yeah. So kidney disease is something that I mean, as we're sitting here, we're busy losing kidney function.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
and I haven't even had a drink. Oh, goodness.
It's slowly we're losing.
Okay.
And obviously, it can be speeded up by things like toxins and things like that. But the point about the tests is that they also pick up a trend.
Oh.
So you could be within the normal limits, but if there's a trend, you can see that there is damage happening to the kidneys. So that's why it's important to do a yearly checkup.
That's amazing. And then is there any degree of kidney disease which is reversible?
If it's very acute, so if it's something that's happened right now.
And acute means early, just for our lay people.
acute means something that's happened right now.
Okay.
And if it's just basically swollen, you could get some of that back. But once you lose the nephron, which is the unit within the kidney, once that's lost, it's gone. It's gone completely. So essentially what's happening is your body just loses, the kidney just loses. And it can still function fairly okay up to about 25-30% left.
Okay.
But after that, then it starts becoming a big issue.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So we've got this sort of the monitoring that we want to do. So every year, listeners, if you have dogs or cats that are 7 years and older, they are what we start calling the geriatrics or the go-go's. It's very important that you see your vet with them once a year. They need a geriatric checkout, and please make sure that you include the kidney function test in that. So now what happens if you take your dog or your cat and it comes back now Oh, it's positive.
Positive for kidney disease. Mm. Well, the one thing that's really been proven to have the most beneficial effect is actually nutrition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is really the cornerstone. I mean, you know, the very first therapeutic diet that ever came out was Hill's KD in 1948. So that's how long ago.
1948,
yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah,
that we've had it for that long.
Wow.
But obviously it's been updated. And currently it is really the thing that helps to not only prolong the life, but also improve the quality of life, which is essentially what we're trying to do.
Yes, the most important thing.
Yeah.
So that the Hill's prescription diet, it's still called KD. Does it still have the orange labels?
It's still got the orange labels.
Oh, good. And so that's only available on vet prescription, right?
Correct. I mean, it's a diet specifically for animals with kidney disease, but, you know, it's fine for older pets as well, but essentially for kidney disease.
And does it still... Sorry, I'm a bit of a rusty nurse. I haven't practiced in about 4 years, but I'm very excited that I'm going back into practice. So this is also a little bit of a refresher for me. Mm-hmm. But does Hill's... The thing that I really loved about Hill's KD is that you had the dry formulation and the wet formulation.
Yeah. So essentially, you know, if your animal's used to dry or wet,
we've got that.
Yeah, yeah. And in cats, there's a pouch and there's also a new thing called a stew, which is...
Sounds...
Very tasty.
That sounds tasty. Yeah,
looks tasty.
And now, with a diet like this, is it important? Do you mix it, or is that all that you feed your animal?
That really should be all you feed, because otherwise you unbalance it.
Exactly.
So you know, essentially, what it is, it's a lower protein with a very low phosphorus, which helps to protect the kidneys. High omega-3 fatty acids, so fish oils,
those are good things,
and antioxidants, and other. You know, minerals that are in the correct proportions to help protect the kidneys.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then what about things like access to water if your pet's got kidney problems?
Sure. So one of the major signs is excessive thirst. They're urinating too, you know, the kidney's not concentrating the urine, so therefore they're losing too much water, therefore they start drinking. So that's a very important sign that there is a problem.
So if you see your pet drinking a lot and going to the toilet more than often, that's one of the common signs.
Absolutely. Yep.
So then it would be important to make sure that your animal has sort of lots and lots of access to fresh water.
Always,
and especially always, always if they've got kidney problems.
Yeah.
And then how if you feed the proper diet, a proper kidney formulated diet, how can you extend the life? The quality of life is improved.
Well, the quality of life is improved, and I mean that's a you know a proven in proper trials. Extending the life is so we know in dogs we can extend it by about 3 times more than they would have lived.
Wow!
Not 3 times longer than the normal dog, but and in cats, 2.5 times longer.
That's still pretty substantial.
It is substantial, especially when you think that the average lifespan of an animal when we now diagnose kidney disease is probably a year and a bit.
Wow!
Yeah.
And that's with this new early detection.
No, that was the old.
So now it'll be even longer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Sure. No, that's. I think it's. It's always so heartwarming because I think sometimes we think, oh, we know everything that we know about certain diseases and that's just how it is. So it's so great that we are still having breakthroughs like this. And it is so important because, you know, our pets are more than just our family. Some people, they're our whole lives and we have to look after them. And then I just want to chat about, am I right in saying that quite often you can exacerbate kidney problems with especially your cats having bad teeth?
Yeah, your bad teeth is exacerbates a lot of conditions.
Okay.
The reason is that there's bacteria obviously sitting there, and that gets absorbed into the body, and that then can go and cause on the heart or in the kidneys can cause further damage.
Oof.
So certainly that is one thing that we need to
definitely
always,
keep
always,
on top of. Pets shouldn't have stinky breath. They shouldn't have these. Literally, when you go and visit someone's house and they say, "Oh, don't go near the Yorkie.
Yeah.
He stinks." Yeah. Oh, it's not supposed to stink.
Yeah, it's quite easy to clean the teeth and keep them
very, very. I think it's more important than people realize.
Yeah.
And then in terms of like other toxins, obviously you've got your natural state of aging, which affects the kidneys, and that's where we get a lot of... Are there other things that can cause kidney damage or kidney problems?
Okay, so there are a couple of infectious diseases like leptospirosis, which we're seeing a little bit more in the Cape, and I don't know, every now and again it rears its head here. It's not a big issue, though. Obviously, bacterial infection, from the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
some of that, the toxins are things like raisins, avos.
Yes.
Those are the, some of the things that affect
and
you.
And lilies with cats also.
Yes. Could yeah. Be, yeah. 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 Yeah.
I remember
and then,
that.
And then obviously that one other thing is antifreeze. And
oh, yes.
It's quite scary that dogs actually like drinking
and
antifreeze.
Why do they?
Because it's sweet.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to taste
no,
it.
No, no.
Double check.
not a good idea. So antifreeze is the one thing that, that dogs too also, you know, tend to take in. There are some other couple of other plants that they've got to be careful of.
Okay.
Yeah, and dehydration.
Oh, so, true.
So chronic rehydration, dehydration.
In our heat,
can,
hot yeah. summer days and that, exactly. that can also affect the
yeah,
kidneys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then crazy things like kidney transplants and things. And
yeah.
All
kidney transplants, they do a little bit in the,
okay.
in the US.
Yes.
There are very strict conditions. Basically, you would have to adopt the animal whose kidney was given.
Really?
Yeah. So they do things like that, but it's...
But that's very good.
Exactly, but the cost is huge.
It's, completely so. Not...
And I think we've done one or two in this country more experimentally than
okay.
anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the older days, would you agree that if with a diagnosis of kidney disease,
yeah.
it pretty much was like, oh, well, there's not a whole lot that you can do.
Exactly.
But I think nowadays, especially with this early detection, that you really can give them a much more comfortable
absolutely. Yeah.
Life.
Start, there are some medications that also help, but
okay.
certainly, you know, nutrition is the thing that
it's mainly
make.
The nutrition. Mm. No, it's I'm really impressed and I'm really excited to start working with these type of products and tests and everything again. So listeners, again, just to summarize, Dr. Fivey, what our listeners must do.
Well, you know, any senior pet needs to have a good checkup every year. They should be going and having their vaccinations in any case.
Mm-hmm.
By law, you should be doing the rabies at least every year.
Yes. And is that nationally now?
I think so.
Okay. Because
yeah,
it used to only be KZN, but
yeah,
we've
yeah,
got rabies everywhere
you know,
now.
You know, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
The point is, you're not protecting the dog per se, you're actually protecting yourselves.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, I know.
And so,
important.
You know, it is important to do that. Even if you're staying, you know, people say, well, my dog
he
doesn't.
He never leaves the yard.
yeah. But the other animals come in.
Exactly. Exactly.
So have them checked out, and if you can, you know, have the test done on a yearly basis, mm-hmm. that you can see what's going on. Other than that, looking after your older pet is not much different. Just to take cognizance of the diseases that they could get, things like joint disease, pain, those kind of things that you can also help.
The older that they get.
Mm.
No, it's important. I mean, if you think of us humans when we get older, we have a tough time.
There we go.
And the same applies to our pets. Even mm-hmm. even though my cat, I find it hard to believe that she would have a tough time because she doesn't move very much. But no,
there may be a reason.
She's actually, no, she moves when she wants to.
Uh-huh,
generally,
uh-huh.
it's to harass the dogs. But actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it's about time that Nubs goes in for a geriatric because
yep.
she was in a rescue cat and I've got no idea how old she is. But
yep.
I'd say she's about ready.
Well,
Dr. Fivey, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
I think there's a lot more topics that I want to have you in to chat about.
Sure.
And yeah, listeners, if you want to get hold of us, please, you can get hold of us on the number. It's 0861-555-189. Twitter is at cliffcentral.com. Facebook is Cliff Central. And then WeChat is Cliff Central. To get hold of us, you tap connect and then message to show. So... Woodrock. Now it's time for Woodrock Animal Rescue. Thank you so much for coming in. Firstly, I think you've got an exciting fundraising market that's coming up. So do you want to chat to us a bit about that?
Yes, thank you very much. I think I'll start.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ainsley. We on the 21st of March is Human Rights Day. If I'm mistaken, Nicholas, you keep correcting me. What's the day?
I think it's Workers' Day.
Workers' Day. Thank you. So on the 21st of March, it's Workers' Day, and Woodrock Animal Rescue have decided long ago, about 3 years ago, we decided we need a clinic. We have to have a clinic. So the 21st of March coming near marks 2 days. First of all, I'm having a birthday.
Birthday.
And so I have a birthday wish.
Okay. Only one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I only have one, and it's an enormous wish. It's
okay.
a huge, it's a dream. And the dream is to have an animal clinic built at Woodrocks that we do not have to put the dogs in that come from the informal settlements and from the main road and from the valley with whatever, they get knocked over, they get bitten by a snake, a monkey, they go into a dog fight, they have biliary,
yeah.
an amassed amount of illnesses that are time consuming to get to the vet, 45 minute round trip. And by the time they get to the vet, it's very often that they could be dead.
Yeah.
One and a half hour round trip.
Really? So your vet's 45 minutes away?
Yeah, our vets.
Sure.
We have to use different vets for whatever reason. And so the dream is on. So in January, we had a couple of sort of warriors come on board and said, right, you've got to do this.
Okay.
So with my birthday coming up and the end of cancer.
Wow, well done.
So it's a new beginning for us.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. So you say 2 days, 21st and 22nd of March.
No. Only the 21st of March. I think that I can only do the 21st of March. But it goes one step further though, Ainsley. There's a little girl who's joined our cause and she is struggling with, if I'm going to get through this, her name is Cindy and she's still struggling her battle.
Okay.
And she's only 16 years old.
Oh, man.
And she's quite frail. So Bikers of Centurion have decided to rally together and in her honor, have marked a ride to Woodrock on the 21st of March and she'll be joining us.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's brilliant.
So it's a very exciting
very special
day. So the day is going to be filled with loads of fun and I suppose mixed emotions.
Yeah.
It'll be, you know, in honor of Cindy and jubilation that I've done the kicked its ass.
Exactly.
But not only that, it's going to be, all funds are going to be contributed towards our
clinic,
our dream.
That's amazing.
Which is going to be life changing for, because we're surrounded by two informal settlements, at Richville and Dipslet, and we actually service those two areas. And it's the huge areas that are not being serviced by anybody. So that's our focus.
Wow. So tell me a bit about the history of Woodrock. How, when, why?
Well, we've been going for about 27 years
now.
We started off in Khyber Rock and Woodmead.
Okay.
That's where Woodrock came from.
Ah.
Okay.
Got it.
In the residential area with millions of dogs.
Okay.
And then we moved to Hennops River because it got out of control.
Okay.
And we've got a nice big plot there.
Mm-hmm.
Got 150 dogs, 20 cats, 7 donkeys, ducks, geese, chickens, pigs.
Sure.
So
you name it.
Yeah. So we've been around for quite a while. We've kept a low profile up to the last 3 years. And we're boxing on.
Okay.
In truth, over the age of 50, social media is our enemy. So only about 3 years ago did we jump on the bandwagon and say, hello, guys, we're here to join you.
Don't worry, I'm under 50 and it's my... it's my nemesis as well.
But that's fantastic. And so... is the majority of the work that you do in the informal settlements in those areas that you service, or how does the, or is it whatever comes across?
Well, it's a formal animal shelter that we run.
Okay.
Okay. We shelter animals.
Yes.
We've got 150 dogs at any point in time.
Okay.
Then you've got all the, not necessarily informal settlements, but formal settlements as well, the townships.
Yeah.
You know, Edgeville's a township, so is Dipslet. Then you've got in between hundreds of informal settlements.
Okay.
And then you've got the lesser privileged poor people that live in the area of all races. And we obviously try to support all of them, you know.
Sure. And who funds your work?
That's a huge question. People are always asking us, how do you get this? For years and years and years, Ainsley, in fact, the actual shelter, $3.5 million, was built on our pocket.
Wow.
And we always had this vision that we would do this. It was never an if, and, and but. It was, we were going to do it.
Okay.
So we tend to be a little bit like, so Nicholas always says to me, don't you want to be a bit modest? But I'm so, so excited about Woodrock. You walk in there's a feeling, you know your dogs are loved. I wrote a little insert on Facebook yesterday, which said that it saddens me that these beautiful animals, some of them pedigree, I'm talking pedigree Yorkies, Bostons, Labradors, pedigree dogs are locked up at night and so in the day they have fun, they're running out, but at night time their door closes and they watch the bottom of the door and I wonder what goes through their mind when they feel the four walls are their friend
yeah
and they got to wait until the next morning to get a cuddle And it's so unlike our real dogs at home or our pets.
Yeah.
They'd get touched and cuddled and a quick sneak of a kiss while they're sleeping and watch how they roll over and you take an extra photo. They don't have that luxury.
Yeah. And it's so important. I mean, I don't think that people realize just how integral we are to a pet, a domestic animal's life.
Absolutely.
You know, they've been bred over tens of thousands of years to become our constant companions. They live a life where they rely on us for so much more than food. Water, and shelter.
Yeah,
so.
Children, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely, completely. So we've got a message that's come through from Kodua. He says, our housemate left. He moved away and left us with his cat and its kitten. The cats are so annoying. How can I safely euthanize them or just get rid of them? They eat from the dustbins. So Kodua, firstly, the first thing is we need to find out whereabouts you are. Euthanizing them or hurting them is not going to be the option. There are a lot of much better options. If you don't want the cats, that's fine. But the best thing is that you're going to need to catch them up and take them to an animal welfare shelter where they can be cared for. If you are incapable of catching them or helping them in any way, you can contact the animal shelter and they will be able to help you. So if you respond to us and just let us know what area you are in, we can help help you further. But also important to note, if you were to get that cat sterilized and keep it there, it would do a very good job at eating the rats and mice that eat from the dustbins as well. So cats have more than one function, but if you don't want them, we can help you, but just please don't do anything to them. So with that, I think we're going to go to a music break. Kodua, please send us details of where you are and we'll be back.
Animal Central on cliffcentral.com.
And we are back from a little break there. I have Stella and Nicholas here from Woodrock Animal Rescue. So before the break, we were speaking about how you fund the work that you do. And you're all completely self-funded, which is...
Totally self-funded.
Yes. It's
so the vet bill that it can accumulate to 20,000 rand, particularly if it's with Joburg Specialist and we have a hip op or we have a leg op or whatever, that is... got to be upfront and there's no forgiving, but they are very kind to us. And our vets do sterilization. We do on average of, I'd say, 10 sterilizations a week.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay.
So sterilization.
And is that for rehome dogs or dogs from the
shelter dogs?
Shelter dogs. Yeah. Okay.
Every single dog at our shelter is in fact sterilized.
Yeah. Proudly so. Okay. It's a huge, huge thing for us to have an unsterilized animal in our presence.
Good.
Yes.
And it should be. I take moral offense when I see intact animals. So I get very twitchy.
Yes. Yes.
So are the animals at your shelter, are they all looking for homes or some permanent shelter animals? How,
you know, Ainsley, it's very hard to say. There's some animals that have been with us for 7 to 10 years. Some animals have died with us. I mean, that's so hard because we become very attached to those animals. But they live their lives out with us, which brings us to the next point, is that yes, we are pro-life, very, very much pro-life.
Mm-hmm. And then there was something you were saying about Woodrock Warriors.
We have we were motivated. Woodrock, Nicholas and myself are extremely independent rescuers. Okay. So we're the kind of people that say, no, we'll do it. You know, that question about he said she would do it and somebody said I would do it and that somebody is us.
Okay.
So we always used to do everything ourselves. It was literally walking. Nicholas has 150 dogs. We actually have 180 dogs.
Sure.
At count on Monday.
Sure.
So we have 180 dogs. That's puppies included. Because we're not a puppy shelter. It just has to be this way that we did accumulate these puppies, sadly enough, for us. So we mainly a geriatric shelter. We keep older dogs. Most our dogs are three-legged, old, blind, deaf.
So ones that are not likely to find homes.
No. So our rescue rate is far slower. And also a lot of them are damaged emotionally. So they get worked with every single day. So we have a real task ahead of us. So when we rehome, it's like real, you know, it's like the Spurs song. We all like rally around and do loads of screaming and shouting. Emotionally as well. There's a huge emotional attachment to all these animals that we have. But in answer to you, yes, we are totally self-funded. Every bit of medicine that we buy, every piece of cotton wool, every inoculation we buy out of our own pocket. Mm-hmm. So we do huge fundraising. As from this year, we got together with our marketing team. And if anyone's looking at our Facebook page, you'll see there's a We Love Marketing came on board pro bono.
Do you want to quickly give your Facebook and contact details out now? We'll give it out now and then at the end as well for people to start.
Okay, so it's Woodrock Animal Rescue. It's www.woodrockanimalrescue.com, and Facebook is Woodrock Animal Rescue. The next point is people are going to say, but how do you do it? How do you do it? We have 10 kennels which we keep for boarding,
mm-hmm.
and we charge a lot of money because we know our expertise just takes us mm-hmm. a little bit further because we know what we're doing mm-hmm. as far as if a dog is just that much more lethargic than the next dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep those kennels and we charge. Okay. And that is how we make the vet bill for the sterilization wow. is funded largely through that avenue.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We do have people that do contribute on a monthly basis to okay. us as well.
So they're able
on to... On an ad hoc basis and on a repeat basis, and we thank them for that.
Brilliant.
And every now and then we do get a corporate donation.
Those are like hen's teeth yeah. because children and cancer come
yeah,
first.
Yeah.
Not only cancer, but like AIDS. And it's really when I phone people and say, hi, listen, we're phoning from Woodrock Animal Rescue, I like, get yeah. caught at the animal part. I wish yeah. I was saying children or humans.
Yeah, it would make it a lot easier, especially to sign the corporate sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah, I can well believe that. So Kodua has replied, and Kodua is testing me. Kodua, you're not listening to me. Kodua has asked if he can put them inside a plastic and bring them here. The answer to that is no. Don't put them in plastic. Definitely don't. If you don't know how to handle them or carry them, please contact your local animal welfare, SPCA, or some other organization. You are not answering me by telling me where you live, so I can't help you very much.
But the bottom line is that he's not God, and he cannot make the decisions of killing.
And please ask him to
refer to... No, this has got nothing to do with killing. This has got to do with humane treatment. If you're going to put a cat in a plastic bag, that's not a humane way of transporting
it. Please tell him to have a look at the Animal Protection Act 61 or 972.
Yes, he will be breaking the law by doing that, which is why... I'm strongly advising him not to. Kodua, please send us details of where you are, and I will even Google and get you a number of someone to contact to help you. So, you said you've got something like 15 staff members.
We do.
Sure.
That's and they've amazing. Been with us for years and really? Years and years. They are our everything. We are a family. We do Christmas together. Well, don't forget, Ainsley, we work from Mondays to Sundays, 24/7. We never, ever, ever go on holidays or take a day off.
Sure.
Our manager does, our staff have a day off, but Nicholas and myself work from 6 till 10 at night.
Sure. Wow. How many years? 27, 20, how many years?
No, don't forget, we were corporates, both of us were corporates okay. until recently.
So how did this all start? How did you go from corporate to Woodrock? How... Has it always been a passion of yours?
We just always knew we were going to do this. Okay. It was a no-brainer. We have the natural ability to love every animal, including that flea-bitten mange dog, is as important to us as that pedigree that's walking on the side of the road with his owner.
Mm-hmm.
And we adore them. We have this. It is so in us. I can't explain it to anybody. We adore every single animal: cat, dog, lion, cheetah, lizard. You see, Nicholas last night was running with a praying mantis to get outside.
Sure, I take my hat off to you. I can deal with anything. I can deal with snakes, I can deal with spiders, but bugs that fly, moths, Christmas beetles, I can't deal with them. Can't deal with them. So I'm very glad. I won't hurt them, but I'll run away screaming.
Okay, as long as you don't hurt them.
Quite hysterically. No. So what help do you need? Obviously, you need millions and millions of rands, just piles of money to swim in and build your clinic and then make it a mobile clinic to throw on top of that.
Anthony, you've heard it before.
No, I haven't heard it before. I'm saying this is what you need.
Yes. People will say to you, oh, I love them all. I don't want to visit the shelter because I know I'm going to take them all. Oh, I wish I could help them all. I want a farm so I can adopt them all. Rubbish. You can't.
Exactly.
If you can't adopt... Volunteer. If you can't, volunteer. Donate.
Donate.
It's the whole hierarchy. Donate, absolutely.
That just spread the word.
Spread the word. So the bottom line is money. Mm-hmm. We need money. In order to do this, there are the hidden costs, the operational costs, which are enormous. My staff, our staff, are our family, and they deserve whatever they get, whatever salary they get. So they need to get salary. They need uniforms. They need water from our farm. They need to be food.
Mm-hmm.
Our dogs get food. Our dogs get a large amount of donated food.
We got to pay electricity. We got to pay for the bond. We got to pay for the two buckies.
Petrol, cell phones. There's all these
insurances,
hidden costs.
Everything.
Mm.
So, but the bottom line is that money is key. If we had like 150, sorry, the one cost that people don't believe me, I can prove it. It costs us 150,000 rand to run Woodrock Animal Rescues per month. That is what it costs.
Mm.
To run the shelter.
Yeah, I can believe it.
So we not only need food. I put a plea on this morning. We are out of washing powder.
Okay. And that's simple, listeners.
Simple. HDH.
Yeah.
Dishcloth. To clean.
You know, it doesn't...
Step ladders.
Brooms. Garden rakes.
Yeah, those things that you don't think of them.
No.
You don't think of them, but it's essential.
We have a wish list on our website. So, and the wish list, there's these new beds. I'm so excited. I haven't had one donated to us. It's 450 Rand at Macro. And they're kiddies beds, little beds that they sleep, you know, their children sleep. So I wish that somebody could give us a few of those beds. We've just actually in November last year, we completed another 14 kennels, Nicholas, 28 kennels, which gives us an opportunity to save another 42 dogs because we worked out. So that was a huge plus for us. So every year we always think of how can we make this better?
Yeah, okay.
And not just better for us, better for everybody. Okay. The Woodrock Warriors was an idea brought in by a lady by the name of Deborah Blaine who runs our social media. She's actually our marketing manager.
Communications
manager. And she's really, really, she's taken us from zero to hero.
Wow.
And We Love Marketing came on board pro bono as well. And
brilliant.
Yes. And it's really, in fact, the one word that they both use, we're going to be pushing you from the back and boy, Ainsley, I'm feeling it. So the Woodrock Warriors was Deborah Blaine's idea. Our dogs used to wait for Nicholas and myself and Noel and David to do the walk every Saturday, Sunday and during the week.
Okay.
During the week was always less because we used to like panic to get them all done. And then Deborah said, you know what, this is nonsense. People want to get involved. Why aren't you asking them to? And so the Woodrock Warriors was born and we have, on Sunday, we had 19 walkers.
Really? So the Woodrock Warriors are people that you're looking to do the dog walking?
Not only the dog walking, they can also phone. Yes. Well, now Nedbank is doing, I think it's 40 volunteers are going to be coming down next month and they're going to be painting all the garden furniture. So anything that can improve the lives of the dogs.
That's brilliant.
And cats and donkeys. Our donkeys are very precious. They are so beautiful.
Oh, man. So what's the total number of animals that you have? You've got 180 dogs, 7 donkeys.
5 piglets. Ducks, it's very hard to say, but Nicholas keeps passing
the... Guts and geese, about 30 or 40.
Sure.
About 20, 30 chickens.
And we don't eat, we do not eat
meat.
We've
got 4 bunnies, bunnies.
Sure, so you've got quite a variety. So you say you're in Hennepin River, and I think people get misled thinking that it's further away than it is.
It is. And people, when they phone, they say, okay, where are you? And I know, as I say, Hennepin River, they think that we're down in the Cape, in Breda River.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Woodrock is quite confusing with Woodstock.
Ah.
So people say, oh, we're going to be around there just now. Where are you based? And I say, no, we're not in Cape Town.
Wrong province.
And then Hennepin as well. There's an area in Pretoria that I believe is also got...
Hennepin Park, yeah.
Yeah. So get confused.
We're on the R511 between Diepsloot and Hartbeespoort.
Okay.
25 minutes from 4 ways.
Exactly, and that's not far.
No, it's a lovely, it's the most beautiful drive out. And
Hennepin is beautiful.
It's magnificent.
It's a lovely
and there's
area.
So much to do.
Yeah.
You know, on that meander.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to build it up. The community are trying to build it up. And there's just, like, there's cheese farms and there's Jasmine and there's
out.
Fish places. It's really, really, it's so near and yet people aren't exploring it.
Yeah. I think people need to. And I mean, it's a lovely day out. Go there and help in the morning, help at Woodrock in the morning and then go and eat some cheese in the afternoon.
Or bring a picnic and go up in the hills with your dog of choice and you can go and sit up there and
lovely.
Hold on to your dog.
That's a lovely idea. Oh, that's very, very nice. So Kodwa, my dear friend, has responded. Kodwa, you're not listening to me. You make me sound like a school teacher. Kodwa has said that he's going to bring the cats to the studio next week. Kodwa, you can't do that. This is a radio station. We're not catered to deal with animals. You have to take them to an animal welfare organization, of which there are a lot, that we can give the details to you if you tell us where you are. So please don't bring the cats here, because it's a radio station. We're not an animal shelter. We have animal shelters on the radio station to speak about animals.
I know everybody's waiting for me to say, I will take them. But
well, you're not going to be here next week. You've got your market. So let's just go over the market again. So it's on the 21st. What time?
It's from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And there's going to be so much nice food. But more importantly, I'm an ex-school teacher. That's probably why I talk such a lot. But there's going to be huge activities for children and stalls. And we try to get as many unique stalls as possible.
Yes.
And it's really been hard. We had to hire toilets and
it's a lot of work.
And you had to get security and you have to get medical people on board and make sure that your public indemnity is in place.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that I didn't know had to happen because we've never done anything on the scale. So it's going to be huge.
But it's such
music.
A good idea because markets are absolutely the rage. I actually was hoping because I have a little side business that I sell
Ainsley is coming.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be in the Drakensberg.
Okay, go to the Drakensberg, girl. You need
I'm going on a quest for bearded vultures.
Okay. Yeah, I'm allowing you that one.
Thank you. Thank Good. You.
Clap for
Permission it. Granted. No, I'm actually leaving on Friday. I'm very excited. We're going down to the amphitheater.
Awesome.
So top of the Drakensberg. Going to hopefully hike up to the source. Source of the Tugela. And then I've been dying to see bearded vultures for years and years and years. So I'm going to go mission through the Drakensberg and the city and hopefully find some bearded vultures to see. So I will definitely be there at the market in spirit, and I'm very sad that I won't be there, but I think it's such a great idea. And what better, you know, everyone loves going to markets, and now you can go to a market, you can eat some ridiculously delicious food, buy some ridiculously amazing things, and help a truly worthy cause. Not just make people rich, but actually help animals.
Ainsley, the one thing that we haven't mentioned is that, yes, I had I didn't feel like a cancer patient, I must be honest, but I had my cancer year.
I can imagine you were a very difficult patient. I don't imagine you took doctor's orders very well.
And the bottom line is it allowed me to highlight to the public how easy it is to detect breast cancer in animals and how easy it is to actually treat an animal, a dog, a cat with breast cancer.
So or even prevent it by spaying them.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But 90% of our dogs haven't had that luxury. So they do come in. And most dogs surrendered to Woodrock or walking in through our door are not sterilized. How's that for statistics?
I can believe it.
Yeah.
I can well believe it. So we've got a huge problem in this country. Yes.
So I can say to the surrender, for whatever reason, and Nicholas can talk about how we get our dogs, or our cats. They come in. So the cost is right there in front of us immediately, R1,000, because you've got to inoculate, deworm, deflea, get your dog full of all the tests that it hasn't got biliary, that it's not on heat, and only then will the vets consider sterilization. So then your sterilization bill is all in place, and now you're ready to rehome the dog. And when people now say, okay, how much is, that's my worst question, how much is it to rehome, to adopt this dog? And you say R760, and they say, oh, that's so much. I'm actually paying
free
them.
Of Gumtree. Yes, but we won't rise to that bait today.
Look, 90% of people realize they're getting a family member.
Yeah.
But the people who say, how much is it going to cost me? You know, you do get good homes that can't afford animals, so we do sustain them. There's a couple of people that we support monthly because they are excellent dog owners, cat owners, and they
more than a couple.
Yeah, and they don't want to surrender their animal, so then we help them to actually keep
the
animal.
That's amazing. That's actually.
Because the love is there. And we're not talking colour, just whites. And we're talking right across the colour bomb, by the way.
I can well believe that. So we're definitely, the people are definitely going to come to your market. They listeners, you have to go to the market. You have to go there for me. You have to go there and spend all your hard-earned money on amazing things, because Lord knows I'm very good at that. And I'm very sad for you that I won't be there. But I think, do you think there's a possibility you'll redo it, or are you just going to see how much effort this one?
Because the marketing team are so they're such a aggressive girls. They really are, and because they're so on board, they have earmarked an event every single month this year.
That's brilliant.
And it's not just normal events; it's like big events.
Oh wow!
So the marketing lady said to me, Stella, just remember, before you start the event, I want to know the outcome of the event. What do you plan to make for Woodrock?
Girls are serious.
Whoa.
That's brilliant. So how do we find out about these amazing
events? It's always going to be first on Facebook, and then we're going to hit the media. The media is always the hardest part, to be perfectly honest, because you just can't get on. It's like
It'll be on the website as well.
Yeah,
okay. Website. So you've got the website.
Yeah, we've got Parker's coming up. We've got the Barnyard coming up. We've got a few things lined up.
We've got for Mother's Day. We've got a beautiful reunion walk, and that's one of my favorites because there's no money outlay. It's just a big pull together thing, you know.
And can people bring their own dogs? And
yes, that's it. If you've adopted a dog, you're more than welcome.
Of course. Then you have to have a huge bandana saying adopted from Woodrock.
Yeah, but even if you've just adopted from any shelter, remember other shelters aren't our competition. They are they work together with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, but that's important because I think
we all have the same.
There's
goals.
Such politics involved in animal rescue, to put it mildly, and I think it's very sad when people work against each other when we all should be working towards.
Just
the
think,
same
animal
thing.
People are so passionate, and I think the passion sometimes is misunderstood.
Yeah, and I think also one of the biggest problems, especially in rescue, is that you're so used to fighting. You're so used to fighting with owners.
Absolutely, I just saw you fighting with your computer. So
Kodra
must be doing something else.
That happens a lot. No, not yet. I'm watching it with one eager eye. I fight with technology a lot. Okay. I'm a little bit technologically retarded, but I'm getting there. Dory's working on it. So, but I think possibly sometimes that's what happens is in the animal rescue and the animal welfare industry, you're so used to fighting.
Yes.
And you blur the lines and you think that I just 100%. Have to fight with everyone.
Mm.
And then everyone fights with everyone and we don't. I mean, if half of the energy that's used on rescue, slating rescues and bashing each other, if it was all used on working together for a common goal, it would, I think the world would be a better idea. But I've been told I'm a bit naive, so who knows? So you also were saying that you've had an exciting new upgrade to your cattery.
Yes. Aww. I approached 2 years ago, I approached VW and I said, I want two old combis and I want a video footage of what do you do with your old VW?
Mm-hmm.
Well, VW said no. Okay, so Stella doesn't know the word no.
No.
So I went and I bought two old, you know, you combis, no wheels and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And we brought it through to the farm and there it stood for a long while. Mm-hmm. And then
we actually didn't pay for it. We just paid for the transport.
That's correct.
Oh,
Nicholas is right.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
We just paid for the transport because it's huge to get the transport to the farm. And then we got outsurance to paint all funky colors and big flowers. And there they stood a little while longer. And then eventually we said, okay, we've got to do something because these cats, they can't be locked up because they were locked up in one of the you know, like a...
In a small enclosure.
Small enclosure.
Okay.
So we started to put the combis in there and we're putting little couches in and there's little stepping stones and it's all quaint, but the whole theme is flower power and what do you do with your old VW.
Oh, cute. So your little old hippie cats.
Yes, my hippie cats.
Exactly.
Have you planted them lots of catnip?
You know, we've got a little garden in the front with catnip. Yeah. They're all rolling around.
They'll be true little happy hippie cats.
Yes, you've taken it to another level now. Yeah.
That's so sweet though, because I think I love cats, I love dogs, all of them, but I think cats often get quite a rough deal in shelters because dogs are more sort of on the forefront because you know that they need a lot more exercise and they need a lot more mental stimulation. So sometimes cats, you just think, oh, we can just put them there while we get there. And it's so nice to hear that you've put a special attention into the cattery. And that's...
Yeah. I must tell you that the cats that we do have do not go to the cattery because we aren't as experienced with cats as we are with dogs. So they don't go to the cattery until they've gone to the doctor for all the tests.
Good.
And only
AIDS tests. Yeah, good.
Because we just can't take a chance and we don't want to infect the area.
And that is absolutely vital. I think a lot of well-meaning people have had absolutely disastrous happenings from
And they don't go in
so
there.
We have an isolation area.
Good.
We've got an isolation area which Nicholas takes care of. He's very fussy with his isolation area.
No, that's very, very, very important. And I'm glad to hear that you guys do that.
Yeah.
So this, what else can people, if people can't make it to the market, obviously they must contact you on your Facebook.
We have created Backer Buddy.
Oh, what's that?
Yes. It's a portal that allows you to donate to a cause. So there's loads of causes. Backer Buddy have got various different causes. And one of our causes, Ainsley, you're going to love this, is a gentleman by the name of Matthew Burnell.
Okay.
Who is walking across Greenland in April, 568 kilometers in freezing cold, all alone. And all funds raised from his walk will go to Woodrock Animal Rescue.
That's amazing.
This guy, he he's the first South African to be completing this feat.
Wow.
He's done one other walk, but the Greenland walk is his idea, and he's doing it for the first time. I think he's immensely brave. He's really working very, very hard to get fit, and I think he's brave, and I'm telling you, we're going to be watching him and praying.
Every step of the way. Yes.
We're going to be pushing from the back.
I believe
the
previous guy died that tried to do this.
Earlier this year, one of the...
Oh my gosh.
I think Matthew's one step ahead. He's done one walk before. So. And
he's experienced.
Yeah. In fact, you can read his story in the Personality magazine next week, actually.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, he's on Backer Buddy.
So he's on Backer Buddy, and you can donate, and every cent will come through to Woodrock Animal Rescue.
Okay.
Through Backer Buddy. And then I've also registered the birthday bash, my birthday dream, on Backer Buddy as well. So even if you, for example, want to do a drive for an animal welfare group, you can register on Backer Buddy.
Oh, wow.
It's a different portal. You get a thank you, and it's politically correct, and you can track the money.
You're doing well with your technology and all of that. I'm impressed. Stuff that I haven't even heard of.
Yeah.
Sure.
We've also got our SMS line.
Okay, and what is that?
40733. Correct, Stone?
Correct. 40733. And you SMS the word dog.
And that's easy.
Yeah, it's simple as it. Even though we've got cats and donkeys, people always say, but why a dog? It's just a word. Okay.
Or if you go to Woodrock Animal Rescue's website, you can see bank details there.
And so the Facebook is Woodrock Animal Rescue. The website is?
WoodrockAnimalRescue.com.
Perfect. So I want to say thank you so much, Sarah Nicholas. It's been wonderful having you on. And also,
thank you so much.
A big thank you to Dr. Guy Fivey from Hills Pet Nutrition. I think we've had a very interesting show today.
Yes, I think we learned a thing or two.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, awesome.
Yes.
It's amazing, yeah.
It's always wonderful to see science and things working to help keep our pets healthier for longer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, hats off to the two of you. I think you guys are doing absolutely amazing work. I will be there in spirit on the market day.
We're going to miss you, Ainsley.
I know.
I really thought until this now, I thought you were still coming.
No, I was going to have a stall and everything and sell my things.
Doesn't matter.
But the problem with me is selling at stalls is I generally spend any money that I make on buying stuff from the other stall holders. So yeah, I know. But I'm going to be a little hippie in the Drakensberg, which I'm very much looking forward to. But I wish you guys the best of success, and I'm sure I will have you on again.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
take care,
guys.
And listeners, I will be back next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.